The Jazz Theory Book by Mark Levine. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary: The Jazz Theory Book by Mark Levine is a comprehensive guide to jazz theory and improvisation. It covers topics such as scales, chords, progressions, voicings, reharmonization techniques, melodic development, and more. The book also includes exercises for developing technique and ear training. The first part of the book focuses on basic concepts such as intervals, triads, and seventh chords. It explains how these elements are used in jazz music and provides examples from famous recordings. The second part of the book deals with harmonic progressions including IIVS, 251, turnarounds and modulations. This section also discusses various chord substitutions that can be used to create interesting harmonic variations. The third part of the book looks at melodic development, which includes topics like arpeggios, pentatonic scales, blues scales and modes. There are also chapters devoted to soloing over different types of tunes such as ballads or up-tempo swing numbers. Finally, there is a chapter on reharmonization which explains how to alter existing chord progressions in order to create new sounds. Overall, this is an excellent resource for anyone interested in learning about jazz theory or improving their improvisational skills. It contains clear explanations accompanied by musical examples so readers can easily understand each concept presented in the text. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. The role of chords. Chords are the foundation of jazz music, and understanding their structure and function is essential for any jazz musician. This book provides an in-depth look at the various types of chords and how they are used in jazz. Main idea number 2. Scales and modes. Scales and modes are the building blocks of jazz improvisation, and this book provides a comprehensive overview of the various scales and modes used in jazz. Main idea number 3. Harmony and voicings. Harmony and voicings are essential for creating a cohesive sound in jazz, and this book provides an in-depth look at the various types of harmony and voicings used in jazz. Main idea number 4. Melodic development. Melodic development is an important part of jazz improvisation, and this book provides an overview of the various techniques used to create interesting and unique melodic lines. Main idea number 5. Rhythm and groove. Rhythm and groove are essential for creating a cohesive sound in jazz, and this book provides an in-depth look at the various types of rhythms and grooves used in jazz. Main idea number 6. Form and analysis. Form and analysis are essential for understanding the structure of jazz compositions, and this book provides an overview of the various forms and techniques used in jazz. Main idea number 7. Improvisation. Improvisation is an essential part of jazz, and this book provides an in-depth look at the various techniques used to create interesting and unique improvisations. Main idea number 8. Ear training. Ear training is essential for any jazz musician, and this book provides an overview of the various techniques used to develop a good ear for jazz. Main idea number 9. Transcription. Transcription is an important part of learning jazz, and this book provides an in-depth look at the various techniques used to transcribe jazz solos. Main idea number 10. Reharmonization. Reharmonization is an important part of jazz composition, and this book provides an overview of the various techniques used to create interesting and unique harmonic progressions. Main idea number 11. Jazz arranging. Jazz arranging is an important part of jazz composition, and this book provides an in-depth look at the various techniques used to create interesting and unique arrangements. Main idea number 12. Jazz composition. Jazz composition is an essential part of jazz, and this book provides an overview of the various techniques used to create interesting and unique compositions. Main idea number 13. Jazz theory. Jazz theory is an essential part of jazz, and this book provides an in-depth look at the various concepts and techniques used in jazz theory. Main idea number 14. Jazz history. Jazz history is an important part of jazz, and this book provides an overview of the various styles and genres of jazz throughout its history. Main idea number 15. Jazz pedagogy. Jazz pedagogy is an important part of jazz education, and this book provides an in-depth look at the various techniques used to teach jazz. Main idea number 16. Jazz improvisation. Jazz improvisation is an essential part of jazz, and this book provides an overview of the various techniques used to create interesting and unique improvisations. Main idea number 17. Jazz styles. Jazz styles are an important part of jazz, and this book provides an in-depth look at the various styles of jazz and how they are used in jazz. Main idea number 18. Jazz analysis. Jazz analysis is an important part of jazz, and this book provides an overview of the various techniques used to analyze jazz compositions. Main idea number 19. Jazz performance. Jazz performance is an essential part of jazz, and this book provides an in-depth look at the various techniques used to create a cohesive and engaging performance. Main idea number 20. Jazz education. Jazz education is an important part of jazz, and this book provides an overview of the various techniques used to teach jazz to students. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Chords are the building blocks of jazz music. They provide the harmonic foundation for improvisation and composition, as well as a way to create interesting musical textures. In this book, Mark Levine provides an in-depth look at chords and their role in jazz. He explains how different types of chords are used to create various sounds and moods, from simple progressions to complex modulations. Levine also covers topics such as chord substitution, voicing techniques, extended harmonies, and more. With clear explanations and helpful diagrams throughout the text, the Jazz Theory book is an invaluable resource for any aspiring jazz musician looking to gain a better understanding of chords. Main idea number 2. Scales and modes are the foundation of jazz improvisation. They provide a framework for creating melodic lines that fit within the harmonic structure of a song or composition. Scales and modes can be used to create tension, resolution, and other musical effects. In the Jazz Theory book by Mark Levine, readers will find an in-depth exploration of scales and modes as they relate to jazz music. This book provides detailed explanations on how to construct various scales and modes, as well as how to use them effectively in improvisation. The Jazz Theory book also covers topics such as chord progressions, harmony theory, rhythmic concepts, ear training exercises, soloing techniques, transposition strategies, and more. With this comprehensive guidebook at your side, you'll have all the tools necessary for mastering jazz improvisation. Main idea number 3. Harmony and voicings are essential for creating a cohesive sound in jazz. This book provides an in-depth look at the various types of harmony and voicings used in jazz, from basic triads to more complex chords such as 7th chords, 9th chords, 11th chords, 13th chords, and beyond. It also covers topics such as chord substitution techniques, voice leading principles, harmonic progressions, and modulations. Additionally, it explains how to use these concepts to create interesting musical ideas. The Jazz Theory book by Mark Levine is an invaluable resource for any musician looking to expand their knowledge of jazz harmony and voicing. With its comprehensive coverage of all aspects of jazz theory from basic fundamentals through advanced concepts, this book will help you develop your understanding of the language of jazz music. Main idea number 4. Melodic development is an essential part of jazz improvisation. It involves taking a simple melodic idea and expanding upon it, creating something new and unique. This book provides an overview of the various techniques used to create interesting and unique melodic lines. These include using chromaticism, modal interchange, motivic development, harmonic substitution, rhythmic displacement, and more. Each technique is explained in detail with examples from classic jazz solos. The Jazz Theory book also covers topics such as scales and modes for improvisation, chord/scale relationships, voice leading principles, reharmonization techniques, blues progressions, rhythm changes, bebop language elements, pentatonic scales, tritone substitutions, diminished scale patterns, and much more. This comprehensive guide will help you develop your own personal style of playing by giving you the tools to create your own musical ideas. With this knowledge at hand, you can take any melody or chord progression to a whole new level. Main idea number 5. Rhythm and groove are essential elements of jazz music. They provide the foundation for a cohesive sound, allowing musicians to create unique musical statements that can be both exciting and emotionally powerful. In the Jazz Theory book by Mark Levine, readers will find an in-depth look at the various types of rhythms and grooves used in jazz. From swing to funk, Latin to fusion, Levine provides detailed explanations of each style's rhythmic characteristics as well as practical exercises for developing one's own sense of rhythm. The book also covers topics such as syncopation, polyrhythms, metric modulation, and more. With its comprehensive approach to understanding rhythm and groove in jazz music, the Jazz Theory book is an invaluable resource for any musician looking to expand their knowledge or refine their playing skills. Main idea number 6. Form and analysis are essential for understanding the structure of jazz compositions. This book provides an overview of the various forms and techniques used in jazz, including chord progressions, harmonic structures, melodic devices, improvisation strategies, rhythmic patterns, and more. It also covers topics such as formulating melodies from chords, creating solos based on scales, developing bass lines that support a soloist or accompaniment, using reharmonization to create new sounds, and applying modern concepts to traditional forms. The Jazz Theory book is designed to help musicians develop their own personal approach to playing jazz by providing them with a comprehensive foundation in theory. Through detailed explanations of musical elements such as harmony, melody, rhythm, and form, it offers readers an opportunity to gain insight into how these components interact within a composition. Additionally, it includes exercises which allow readers to apply what they have learned while exploring different approaches. Main idea number 7. Improvisation is an essential part of jazz, and the Jazz Theory book by Mark Levine provides an in-depth look at the various techniques used to create interesting and unique improvisations. This book covers topics such as scales, chords, progressions, melodic devices, harmonic concepts, rhythmic ideas, and more. It also includes exercises that help readers develop their own improvisational skills. By studying this book closely and practicing its lessons regularly, musicians can learn how to craft meaningful solos that will bring life to any performance. The Jazz Theory book offers a comprehensive overview of the fundamentals of jazz theory while providing detailed explanations on how these elements are applied in practice. It explains why certain notes work together harmonically or why certain rhythms sound better than others when playing over a particular chord progression. Additionally, it provides insight into the creative process behind crafting effective solos so that readers can gain a deeper understanding of what makes great improvisations stand out from mediocre ones. This book is perfect for both experienced players looking to refine their technique as well as beginners who want to get started with learning jazz theory basics. With its clear explanations and helpful exercises, the Jazz Theory book is sure to be an invaluable resource for anyone interested in mastering the art of improvisation. Main idea number 8. Ear training is an essential skill for any jazz musician. It involves developing the ability to recognize and reproduce musical sounds, intervals, chords, scales, and melodies by ear. Ear training helps musicians develop a better understanding of music theory and improvisation techniques. The Jazz Theory book by Mark Levine provides an overview of the various techniques used to develop a good ear for jazz. The book covers topics such as interval recognition, chord progressions, scale patterns, melodic dictation exercises, and more. Each chapter includes detailed explanations of concepts along with practice exercises that can be used to improve your skills. By studying this book, you will gain a deeper understanding of how music works and learn how to apply it in real-world situations. You will also become more confident in your ability to play by ear without relying on sheet music or tablature. Main idea number 9. Transcription is an essential part of learning jazz. It involves listening to a solo and writing down the notes, rhythms, and articulations that make up the solo. This process can be difficult for even experienced musicians, but it is necessary in order to truly understand how great jazz solos are constructed. The Jazz Theory book by Mark Levine provides an in-depth look at the various techniques used to transcribe jazz solos. It covers topics such as ear training exercises, harmonic analysis of solos, and transcription strategies. The book also includes numerous examples from classic recordings so readers can practice their transcription skills with real music. Additionally, there are sections on improvisation techniques which provide insight into how great players create their own unique musical statements within the context of a given tune or chord progression. Overall, the Jazz Theory book is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their understanding of jazz theory and learn more about transcribing solos accurately and effectively. Main idea number 10. Reharmonization is a powerful tool for jazz composers, allowing them to create unique and interesting harmonic progressions. In the Jazz Theory book by Mark Levine, readers are provided with an overview of the various techniques used in reharmonization. These include changing chord voicings, substituting chords from different keys or modes, adding passing chords or chromatic alterations to existing progressions, and using modal interchange. Each technique is explained in detail so that readers can understand how it works and apply it to their own compositions. The book also provides examples of each technique being applied in practice. This allows readers to see how these techniques can be used effectively within a composition. Additionally, there are exercises included throughout the book which allow readers to test their understanding of the material presented. Overall, the Jazz Theory book by Mark Levine provides an excellent introduction into reharmonization techniques for jazz composers. With its clear explanations and practical examples, this book will help any aspiring composer develop their skills in creating unique harmonic progressions. Main idea number 11. Jazz arranging is an essential part of jazz composition, and the Jazz Theory book by Mark Levine provides a comprehensive look at the various techniques used to create interesting and unique arrangements. It covers topics such as chord progressions, harmonic analysis, voice leading, counterpoint, form and structure in jazz compositions. Additionally, it offers advice on how to use these concepts to craft effective arrangements for small ensembles or large orchestras. The book also includes exercises that help readers develop their skills in creating compelling musical ideas. These exercises range from simple two-part writing assignments to more complex multi-voice pieces. Furthermore, the book contains numerous examples of classic jazz tunes arranged for different instrumentations so readers can gain insight into how professional arrangers approach their work. Overall, the Jazz Theory book is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning about jazz arranging. With its clear explanations and helpful exercises, it provides a great foundation for aspiring arrangers who want to take their music-making skills to the next level. Main idea number 12. Jazz composition is an essential part of jazz, and the Jazz Theory book by Mark Levine provides a comprehensive overview of the various techniques used to create interesting and unique compositions. It covers topics such as chord progressions, harmonic analysis, melodic development, improvisation strategies, form construction, arranging for small groups and large ensembles. Additionally, it includes exercises that help develop skills in these areas. The book also explores the history of jazz composition from its roots in ragtime through swing-era big bands to modern-day fusion styles. This helps readers understand how different composers have approached their craft over time and how they have influenced each other's work. Furthermore, it looks at the influence of classical music on jazz composition as well as more contemporary influences like hip-hop. The Jazz Theory book is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning about or improving their skills in jazz composition. With its clear explanations and helpful exercises, it can be used both by beginners looking to get started with composing or experienced musicians wanting to refine their technique. Main idea number 13. Jazz theory is an essential part of jazz, and the Jazz Theory book by Mark Levine provides an in-depth look at the various concepts and techniques used in jazz theory. This book covers topics such as scales, chords, progressions, improvisation, harmony, and form. It also includes exercises to help readers understand how these concepts are applied in practice. Additionally, it offers advice on developing a personal style of playing that reflects one's own musical tastes. The Jazz Theory book explains the fundamentals of music theory from a jazz perspective. It begins with basic principles such as intervals and chord construction before moving on to more advanced topics like harmonic analysis and modal improvisation. Throughout the book, there are numerous examples which illustrate how each concept can be applied to real-world situations. In addition to providing theoretical knowledge about jazz music, the Jazz Theory book also contains practical advice for musicians who want to improve their skills or develop their own unique sound. There are tips on listening closely to recordings of great players so that you can learn from them, suggestions for practicing effectively, ideas for creating your own compositions, and guidance on performing live with other musicians. Whether you're just starting out or already have some experience playing jazz music, the Jazz Theory book is an invaluable resource for learning more about this complex yet rewarding genre of music. Main idea number 14. Jazz history is a complex and fascinating story, one that has been shaped by the many different cultures, styles, and influences that have contributed to its development. From its roots in African American music of the late 19th century to its modern forms today, jazz has evolved into an incredibly diverse genre with countless subgenres. This book provides an overview of this rich history, exploring the various styles and genres of jazz throughout its evolution. The book begins by looking at early jazz from New Orleans in the late 1800s through to swing music in the 1930s. It then moves on to bebop and cool jazz in the 1940s before examining hard bop and free jazz during the 1950s. The 1960s saw a period of experimentation as musicians explored new sounds such as fusion, funk, soul jazz, avant-garde jazz, and more. Finally, it looks at contemporary trends such as acid jazz and smooth jazz. Throughout this journey, we will explore how each style developed over time, what made them unique, who were some of their most influential performers, which instruments they used, where they originated from, how they influenced other genres like rock or hip-hop, what kind of impact they had on society at large, plus much more. Main idea number 15. Jazz pedagogy is a comprehensive approach to teaching jazz that focuses on the development of improvisational skills, harmonic knowledge, and rhythmic understanding. It involves an exploration of the history and culture of jazz music as well as its various styles and forms. Jazz pedagogy also emphasizes the importance of listening to recordings by great jazz musicians in order to gain insight into their playing techniques. The Jazz Theory book by Mark Levine provides an in-depth look at how these concepts can be applied in practice. The book covers topics such as scales, chords, progressions, melodic devices, improvisation strategies, form analysis, ear training exercises, and more. Each chapter includes detailed explanations along with musical examples for further study. In addition to providing theoretical information about jazz theory and technique, this book also offers practical advice on how best to teach it effectively. It discusses different approaches for teaching beginners versus advanced students, ways to motivate students, tips for creating effective lesson plans, methods for assessing student progress, ideas for incorporating technology into lessons, and much more. The Jazz Theory book is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning or teaching jazz music. With its comprehensive coverage of essential topics related to both theory and pedagogy, it provides a solid foundation from which any aspiring musician can build upon. Main idea number 16. Jazz improvisation is an essential part of jazz, and this book provides an overview of the various techniques used to create interesting and unique improvisations. It covers topics such as scales, chords, arpeggios, melodic patterns, harmonic progressions, rhythmic ideas, and more. The author also explains how to use these elements in a creative way to develop your own personal style. He also discusses the importance of listening closely to other musicians while improvising so that you can learn from their ideas. The book includes exercises for developing technique as well as examples from famous jazz solos which demonstrate how different concepts are applied in practice. There is also advice on playing with others in a group setting and tips on how to approach soloing over chord changes or modal tunes. Finally, there are chapters devoted to advanced topics such as chromaticism and polytonality. This comprehensive guide will help any musician take their improvisational skills up a notch by providing them with the tools they need for creating exciting solos that stand out from the crowd. Main idea number 17. Jazz styles are an integral part of jazz music, and this book provides a comprehensive overview of the various styles that have been developed over the years. It covers everything from traditional swing to bebop, hard bop, cool jazz, free jazz, fusion, and more. Each style is discussed in detail with examples of how it has been used by some of the greatest musicians in history. The Jazz Theory book also looks at how different instruments can be used to create each style. For example, it explains how horns such as trumpets and saxophones can be used to create a swinging sound or a more mellow tone depending on the player's technique. It also examines how rhythm sections like drums and bass can help shape the overall feel of a piece. In addition to discussing individual styles, the Jazz Theory book also explores ways that different genres can blend together for unique results. This includes looking at Latin-influenced jazz as well as funk jazz hybrids that combine elements from both genres into something new and exciting. Overall, the Jazz Theory book is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning about all aspects of jazz theory and its many styles. With detailed explanations and plenty of musical examples throughout its pages, this book will provide readers with an understanding not only what makes up each style but also why they are important components within modern music today. Main idea number 18. Jazz analysis is an essential part of understanding and appreciating jazz music. In the Jazz Theory book, Mark Levine provides a comprehensive overview of the various techniques used to analyze jazz compositions. He begins by discussing basic harmonic concepts such as chord progressions, scales, and modes. He then moves on to more advanced topics such as improvisation, form analysis, and rhythmic devices. Throughout the book, he emphasizes how these elements interact with each other in order to create a cohesive musical statement. Levine also explains how different styles of jazz have evolved over time due to changes in technology and cultural influences. This includes discussions about bebop, swing-era big band music, Latin-influenced jazz fusion, free jazz experimentation, and modern post-bop sounds. By exploring these different styles from both historical and theoretical perspectives, Levine helps readers gain a better understanding of the evolution of this genre. The Jazz Theory book is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning more about analyzing or performing jazz music. It provides detailed explanations that are easy to understand while still being thorough enough for experienced musicians looking for new ideas or approaches. Main idea number 19. Jazz performance is an art form that requires a deep understanding of the music and its history. It involves improvisation, composition, and arrangement to create something unique and engaging for the audience. In the Jazz Theory book by Mark Levine, readers are given an in-depth look at the various techniques used to create a cohesive jazz performance. From scales and chords to rhythm patterns and soloing ideas, this book provides comprehensive instruction on how to craft a successful jazz performance. The book also covers topics such as harmonic analysis, chord progressions, melodic development, phrasing concepts, rhythmic devices, articulation techniques, dynamics control strategies, and more. With these tools in hand, musicians can develop their own style of playing while still staying true to the spirit of jazz music. Additionally, there are sections dedicated to helping performers understand how different musical elements interact with each other during a live show. Whether you're just starting out or have been performing for years, the Jazz Theory book is an invaluable resource for any musician looking to take their performances up a notch. By studying this material, you will gain insight into what makes great jazz performances so captivating, allowing you to bring your own creative vision alive on stage. Main idea number 20. Jazz education is an important part of the jazz tradition, and this book provides a comprehensive overview of the various techniques used to teach jazz. It covers topics such as improvisation, harmony, rhythm, form, and analysis. The book also includes exercises for developing technique in each area. Additionally, it offers advice on how to practice effectively and develop one's own style. The Jazz Theory book also contains information about different types of jazz styles such as bebop, swing, and fusion. It explains the history behind these styles and their influence on modern music. Furthermore, it discusses how to use technology in teaching jazz, including software programs that can help students learn faster. This book is an invaluable resource for anyone interested in learning more about jazz theory or teaching others about this great art form. With its clear explanations and helpful exercises, the Jazz Theory book will provide readers with a solid foundation for understanding the fundamentals of jazz. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.